Hello, am I speaking with William?
Yes.
Hi, William. My name's Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal Share. How are you?
Okay.
That's perfect, sir. Do you have around about 10, 15 minutes of a chat to myself, William?
Sorry?
Do you have around about 10 to 15 minutes to have a chat with myself?
I was just ready to go now. What's that about?
It's just in regards to your Scottish redress application, sir.
All right, yes.
Do you want me to call you back at a later time?
No, it's okay, it's okay.
Right. Okay, sir. I'll try and be as quick as I can for you. It's, as I said, it's just in regards to the Scottish redress application that you've started with ourselves. We have received an application number for yourself, and this is why now we can get started on your case. So, as I said, my name's Aaron, and I'm part of the investigation team. And what I need to do is paint a good picture about yourself and build the strongest case that I can to present to the Scottish Government. So, before I do proceed with all the latter, can you just confirm your address for me, please?
78 Braeside Street.
Okay, sir. And just to make you aware as well that the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Correct.
I said, I'm just informing you that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect, sir. Okay, so what I want to do is I'm just going to ask a series of questions to start off with, just so I can represent you the best way that I can. Okay, so just for my understanding, sir, are you currently suffering or dealing with any mental health illnesses at the minute?
Well, I was the doctor, kind of. Had me on what? Depression tablets, no.
Okay, so you are currently experiencing depression at the minute? Okay, sir, that's fine. Okay, this is currently dealing with depression. Okay, and how long would you say you've been dealing with depression for?
Hold on, Paul, I'll turn this music off. Very close.
All right, so how long would you say you've been dealing with depression for?
Well, about maybe 7 years. That was just because I broke up with my partner.
Yeah.
You know, and I went to the doctor and ended up on the sick and stuff like that.
Okay, sir. All right, I'm sorry to hear about that. It's not the nicest thing to go through. I've been through a few of them myself, and I'm sure she was a long-term one.
Aye, 31 years of us were, aye.
31 years, well, sir. It's a very long time, isn't it? Okay, and is it just depression that you're dealing with at the minute, sir, or is it anxiety? Is it any PTSD?
No, none of that, thanks.
Okay. All right, and do you drink any alcohol or take any drugs at all, sir?
No, I don't drink, no. I used to drink, I don't know, whatever. You hear that?
Yeah, well, that's understandable. Okay, sir. And one question that I do need to ask you, and I do apologise in asking, so, as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge that I can about yourself. Is have you ever tried to self harm or take your own life, sir?
Oh, I have thought about death thoughts like that, but I've not. I've never tried none like that, no.
Okay, that's fair enough. Thank you for your honesty as well. I do appreciate that. Okay, sir. All right, so am I able to grab your medical practice details in order to pull some medical records on yourself, if that's okay?
Aye.
Hello, sir, are you there? Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hello, sir, yeah. Am I able to grab the details of your medical practice that you registered, please?
What do you mean by that?
What was that, sorry?
Sorry?
Can I have the details of your medical practice that you're registered at, please?
Oh, that's the Mayhill Health Centre.
Okay, can you spell that one for me at all?
Mayhill.
Maryhill. Sorry, my apologies.
Mayhill. Cabrera Avenue in Maryhill.
Okay, bear with me. And how long have you been registered at this practice, sir?
Oh, I've been waiting a year, easy.
How long, sorry?
50 years.
50 years, okay. Is that in Glasgow, is it?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And then moving on to your care settings, we have here that you were at Lark Grove on Edinburgh Road.
Yeah, I was in there. That's an assessment centre.
It's an assessment centre, is it? Okay, and how long was you there for?
I was there a couple of months, until I got a vacancy.
Okay. Okay, and then did you move to Carlow, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, and how long was you there for?
I was there till I was 16.
Okay, so did you go into care at the age of 6, was it?
No. 12 and a half, 13.
Ah, 13, was it? Okay, so you had Carlow for about, what, maybe 2.5 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I think Carlow was just opened. It was only opened about a year.
Oh, really? Okay.
The brand new school.
Wow, so was you like maybe one of the first in, was you?
Yeah, I was only opened about a year, yeah.
Wow,
50
now. Okay, so when we excuse me, when we do request for your medical records and your care setting records from the local authorities, once we do receive them, would you like us to share that information with yourself, sir?
Yeah, if you want, yeah.
Okay. Obviously, the only reason why we like to ask is obviously they are your records. They're obviously it's more within your right to know maybe what's on these records, but more so when we run through it with yourself, sometimes it can bring up, you know, more information that you may not have first remembered, which is always good, obviously to build this case. So obviously, yeah, once we do receive them records, there we'll share them with you, no problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. And Larkgrove Assessment Centre on Edinburgh Road, that's in Glasgow as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, just so I have them details correct. Okay, because we'd be writing to Glasgow City Council, and I think is it Glasgow as well for Care Law at the top?
Yeah, that was owned by Glasgow City Council, yes.
Yeah, so we'll be writing to Glasgow City Council as a whole in regards to, you know, the care settings on yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I would like to inform you of, Shay, is obviously this process, you know, it's not a short time of length. You know, it is a bit of a longer time that we'd all like to hope, which is around about 6 to 12 months. Obviously, that's gathering your records, building a big case for yourself, and then presenting this case to the Scottish Government. Now, this does go to independent panel in the Scottish Government. So this is all done behind closed doors. So you or I don't have to attend whenever this panel hearing is. But obviously, what I will be informing you of is the panel date and the result of them discussing your case. What we do like to fight for as a law firm representing yourself is to first and foremost get an official recognised apology from the Scottish Government, but also fight for some rightly owed financial compensation for yourself as well, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I would like to do before I conclude this phone call is I'd just like to take one step back and go through the funding options with yourself. Now, I know that my colleague, two weeks or so ago, may have already, gone through. Billy might have gone through these options with yourself already. So I do apologise for repeating myself in any way. But obviously, what I will then ask is, I'll ask you formally whether you'd like to still use us as a law firm moving forward, and then I'll send you on your way to enjoy a nice afternoon. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. So what the three options are for yourself out there, sir, is option one is obviously, you know, you can apply to do this Scottish Redress application yourself, and that's obviously without a law firm or a solicitor representing you. That's just building your own case, gathering your own evidence and presenting that to the Scottish Government. Excuse me. Option two is you can choose another law firm in England or Scotland who do work with the Scottish Government in terms of like the legal fee scheme, so they're paid up to £2,000 per case to obviously represent you. What I can't do for legal reasons is tell you how or what they do with your case, as I'm unaware of what they do, so I wouldn't want to mislead any information out. But what I can tell you is option three, being an independent law firm like ourselves, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So obviously if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose too. Our fees are 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2% in total, and that is capped. So it doesn't matter on what kind of figure of financial compensation you may receive, we'll never come chasing for more. And also if the case doesn't go in our favour, we'll never come looking to chase our fees. We are covered in that sense. So we'll never put you under any financial stress or burdens there. Are you happy to use MMA Legal moving forward as your legal law firm?
Yeah, I said that to Billy, yes.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, sir. That's excellent. Okay. And I can also see that when you had spoken to Billy, Billy had given you a two-week cooling off period, which meant from the phone call that you had with Billy, within them 2 weeks, you had the right to go away, look for another law firm, you know, rip up any agreement that you'd signed with ourselves. Because that cooling off period has expired, that means that we can't get started on your case. Obviously, certainly with you being happy to use MMA Legal moving forward, so we can get started on your case right away. So I'd just like to make you aware of that as well. So before I do go, sir, is there anything else that or any questions that you'd like to ask me at all?
No, not really. See, somebody told me about this years ago. No, a couple of years ago, and I never really bothered about it.
Well,
Yeah, here's now the time, sir, to you know, you're more than likely so to be able to do something about it.
I seen something on the news as well about Kerala. I think it was last year. Something on the news. People got sentences. But there was women as well involved. And I was kind of confused, you know. I said, wonder what's happening down there. I thought that place was shut.
Yeah. To be honest, I think I might be wrong. I'll actually do a quick search for you now. But I'm sure it is still operating. So it's a residential school, and then half of it is a secure unit as well. So there's two sides to Kerala.
Closed block. Yeah.
My apologies. It was two parts, but it did close in 2004, and then the secure unit closed in 2006. So it's probably, I could narrow it down to the fact that obviously these cases have, you know, come available, and other people who have been in care, you know, they may have remembered names and incidents and many other things, gathered that evidence and probably gone to the police, and then they've probably been arrested for charges or, you know, things that people have gone forward and spoke up about, which, you know, rightly so. If these people have done wrongdoing under the local authority, then rightly so that they do get punished, and especially for someone like yourself, sir, who's, you know, gone through that trauma or abuse. It's not nice for any teenager to have gone through. So, yeah, us as a law firm here, sir, you know, we're here to work for you. We're representing you. So we'll be doing everything that we can. When we address the Scottish Government, we'll be doing everything that we can to get the biggest and best compensation for yourself.
Yes.
All right, so obviously, as I said, my name's Aaron, and I'm part of the investigation team here. Save this number that I'm calling you on, and if there's any questions or anything like that that do pop up, you're more than welcome to give me a call. Okay?
Right, okay.
All right, sir. What I would like to just quickly, before I jump off the phone, I do apologise. I'm going to be sending through some documents to your email address. What I can see Billy has done here, accidentally, it's just human error. She's inputted your address wrong, so she might have misheard it over the phone. She's put you down as 21 Brayside Street, and you're not 21, are you? You're 78, yeah. So, when you've electronically signed them documents that we've sent you via email, that populates that address through. So the signed documents that we've got is under 21 Brayside. So what I'm going to do my end is I'm going to change the address to fix what you've sent us. Then I'll resend you the three documents by email. If you could just sign them for us as soon as you can, really, and then they'll be automatically uploaded straight to your file, and then we can get started on your case. Sir, does that sound okay?
That sounds good.
Hi, yeah. Perfect. Okay, so can you just confirm your email address for me, please?
WilliamArgue@iCloud.com.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what I've got here. Not a problem. Yeah, I'll get them documents sent over to you right away. And I just look forward to seeing them back. Okay, sir.
Right, okay.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. As I said, I'm here for any questions or a courtesy phone call, anything, but I'll be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks on how the case is travelling.
Right, okay, Paul.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, sir, and have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye now.